We're on. Hi. What was the camp song we used to sing? We're all in our places with bright smiley faces. Come on, smile. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. You sang that. How many of you sang that one at camp? I guess it's a dying culture. You and me. Okay. All right. I think we'll just launch right into discussion of exercise three, since that's where most of your questions are probably right now. Let me preface that by talking about exercises one and two. And I do this because we don't have them all. Not everyone turned in exercise one and exercise two. Apparently, having missed the labeling in the syllabus which says these are required exercises. They are required exercises, and we would really like for you to do them, because we believe that if you do them and get feedback, then when a week from Monday, March 6th, comes along and we have the ECO exam, you are more likely to do well the first time on the ECO exam. And you need to do well early on the ECO exam, because you will keep doing it until you do well. But you will get fewer points on the ECO exam. So, if you did not do exercise one and or two, please do it. We will accept it, even though the syllabus says we will not accept late papers. It has come to my attention slowly that that's a conflict, to say that something is required and we really want you to do it and we won't accept late papers. So we will accept late papers. We're changing the syllabus and we will only take a point off. So please do them before the end of next week. If you have not yet done them, please. Thank you. Okay, you probably have questions about the ECO exam. So let me only briefly describe that. It is an objective exam. True, false. Check the things that are true. Don't check the things that are false, vice versa. Pick the one that's right. Don't pick the one that's wrong. It's all objective. There might be a short answer thing or two, depending on how we feel when we put it together late next week. It is designed to test your ability to use Bronfenbrenner's concepts in a systematic and consistent way. So that's all it does. It just simply tests, do you understand this stuff enough to use it? Can you apply it to simple examples? Perhaps can you make up an example that illustrates one or more of the concepts? You need to know the definitions, not to recite them, but to recognize them. So you need to know.